And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still in the High Sierra. I'm sure he'll have some great tales next week for us. But Corey Sandin is our co-host today, talking fishing here with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Going to be some great fishing, tuna, bass, and a lot more. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trax 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trax 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trax reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trax Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the 97.3 The Fan. And
indeed.
Happy Sunday to you, Pete.
Happy Sunday, yeah. Corey. Great to have you in the studio with us today. And wow, what a crew we have today.
Full house.
Yeah. Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. Good morning, gentlemen.
More Pete.
Great to have you, indeed. Oh, man, Fred, you had one heck of a twilight, half-day morning, and then a great twilight. They're biting, huh?
It was a nice day on the water. We had limits of bass both trips. We had limits in the morning. We had let's see, it was a charter, the Macon Island, USS Macon Island, is stationed at 32nd Street. It was kind of rally the troops and bring them out. You know, they like to do things for the guys.
Yeah.
And man, we pulled in and calico bass and sand bass right from the gate. It bit as soon as we pulled in there, and we threw limits of bass on
both species, right?
Yeah, I think it was 40. I think it was 44 sand bass and 31 calico bass for 15 people. So
good sized fish too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's good ones. There's good ones. You know, great mix. And then we went out, threw a few rockfish on top of it, and just called it a beautiful day. You know, we feel so lucky to be able to take troops out.
Yeah.
Being able to give back to those
cool.
They're serving us.
They got
to
be thrilled after all those days at sea and then go out and wet a line on a day at sea. That's got to be a great thrill.
Right. And there's one senior chief that I really took a shine to. He's 21 years in the Navy, and I think he'd fished once before in his life. And he's fishing two hooks at a time, and he just... It warmed my heart to see him have such a good time.
That's
cool. He just seemed so deserving. And he caught fish after fish after fish.
And yeah.
He was beaming at the end of the trip.
How cool is that? That's neat. Yeah, for sure. And, of course, Daily Doubles back in action and just some recent renovations, right?
Yeah, we did some pretty extensive work. Steve and I, you know, we decided a while back that this was going to be the year that we're going to really put some love back into the boat. And Lord knows she was deserving. And oh my goodness, the project turned out so neat. It just we can't say enough. We went up to South Coast Shipyard in Newport Beach, and those guys are fabulous. There's, you know, some shipwrights up there that they really understand, and they did some really tight work, and we just couldn't be any more thrilled with the project.
Yeah, you're showing us pictures. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And how's she fishing now?
She's fishing as good as always. You know, nobody's going to see the changes.
No.
Nobody's going to see the difference besides Steve and I.
Yeah.
If
you send them down to the bilge to clean up or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to climb into the holes and do the nickel tour, we're happy to show it off because it's some really beautiful work.
It's craftsmanship.
It is.
Yeah.
It's such a cool platform. You know, growing up, that I went between the Fisherman 3 and the Daily Double, and I think, 5 days a week, I was out half day fishing with either, you know, you or Tim or
developing MC swim baits. Right,
just,
you had to do the fishing.
It all
field
happened
research,
at an
right?
early age, right?
Yeah.
And just half day fishing the local Point Loma kelp beds. You know, it was actually before you had it, but I think you were on the boat at the tail end. So, how long have you been on the boat?
So, I worked for Ralph Botticelli for 14 years. And Steve and I just passed 15 years of ownership.
Wow.
Okay.
So it's nice to be able to say that I've worked for myself longer than I've worked for anybody else.
That's cool.
And it was actually before Ralph that I was fishing. It was Tom. You remember Big Tom?
Tom Muehlman?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Another good guy.
Boy, you're really dating yourself
back,
now.
I know, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So, Steve, it's been tuna on the Mission Bell, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
They had
a good charter yesterday. We've got a new area developed about 3 or 4 days ago, and it's right out front, and it's been really good fishing.
A lot of fishing time on a full day trip.
A lot of fishing time, yeah. Getting located on a school sometimes takes a little bit of time, but once you're on it, it's the right place. It's easy. It's nice. Good grade fish, the yellowfin tuna. The first day I was on it was Wednesday, and Wednesday we had good fish. We had we had one stop late in the day that made our whole day. 20 to 30 pound fish that day.
20 to 30 pound yellowfin.
20 to 30 pound yellowfin. Yeah,
that's a legitimate size.
Oh, they're good fish. They're really good fish. That day we didn't catch any of the skipjack at all, but after on Thursday and Friday the skipjack kind of filled in as well. And there's been a mix of skipjack and yellowfin in the area. And it's mixed schools. It's not like it's usually you're catching one, you're catching the other as well.
Yeah.
And it's good grade fish, good yellowfin tuna. It's good. It's what we want to see in the fall.
Good fishing. Now, what's the schedule for the Mission Bell?
Depart every day at 6 a.m. Unless we're chartered.
And it's full-day trip.
Full-day trip.
Yeah, right out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah, and daily double schedule back on the summer schedule?
We're 8:30 to 2:30. 8:30 in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon. And then Fridays and Saturdays we're trying to work in the – we're still doing the 3 to 8:30 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And, but those are kind of coming to an end. I mean, once summer goes away –
And
it's a shame because last night was phenomenal.
Yeah, you had a great trip.
That was so much fun. It was kind of a little impromptu crew get together. There's 11 of us, and we had limits of those big giant sand bass, and they poured on the boat.
Oh, how fun.
I can't remember the last time I had limits of bass for the day, both trips.
Yeah.
And, you know, here it is
they're
the fall.
They're biting.
Yes, they're biting.
Yeah, yeah. Why? What's changed now?
You know, our coastal water this year was really off. You know, Corey and I were talking about earlier just how green the water was and off color. We just went through 5 years of phenomenal warm water.
Yeah.
And so exciting.
Warm and clean and just...
Yeah, where this year the water's off color. Not super cold, but not what it's been. And, there's been a ton of bait. You know, there was so much bait we were going through. Through spots of bait, breezers of bait up on the surface, you know, going down the grounds last night. I mean, it was plenty of food.
Yeah.
Plenty of food for them. So we're competing
That's
with
what they're coming.
But, yeah. But, you know, the fish is there. The fact that the ocean doesn't want to give up her babies, you know, we understand.
Yeah.
The fish is there, though.
Yeah, but when they want to bite, they're biting.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good thing. And same thing with the tuna, right, Steve? It's kind of like there's an abundance of bait offshore, but when you get on the right school, they want to go.
Yeah, for sure. We looked at a lot of bait. I believe some of this fish has been around since, like, June.
Wow.
We were going out in June and looking at this stuff, and it was really, really, really hard to catch all summer. And in the last month and a half or so, they've gotten catchable. Much more so than they were earlier on in the year.
And bigger, too, right?
Yeah, there's mixed grades. This last little stretch has been almost all good grade. But there's been mixed grade. We've seen some small ones. We've seen some big ones. But the last 3 or 4 days has been almost exclusively the good grade fish.
And close to home, too,
very
right?
Very close. The last little stretch has been very close.
So what's the trick? Well, how do you catch them?
Oh, just light line, finesse, size small hook, size 2 hook, and 20-pound test is about right.
Wow. 30-pound fish on number 2 20-pound test. That's a fight.
Yeah, it is for sure. But that's been a lot of that this year, lots of finesse fish. And we've had some trips where they bit really well, and you could catch them on heavier line.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's been finesse and just got to grind it out and be around fish for a long period of time and just got to keep working and working and working, and finally it starts to add up as you start to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of finesse fishing this year.
A lot of fun, too.
Yes. You have to be able to fish a 4-inch bait and cast it.
Oh, okay. So so you get a lot of guys with spinning reels on the boat doing well?
The guys that do have the spinning reels, for the most part, do well.
Yeah.
The modern spinning gear is really good now.
Yeah.
It's amazing how far they've come in the last 15 years. Used to be, kind of looked down on it, but not anymore by all means.
Yeah.
A good quality, high-quality spinning gear is fantastic nowadays.
And that's what we were talking about with Benny Florentino yesterday with the Stellas. You know, he gets some groups out that get into the spinning gear. The Stella's, like, as good as it gets. Literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But, you know, like, Shimano makes that bait runner, too, which is real nice for bait fishing.
At a lower price point, that's quality.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you get a lot of introductory people on the Daily Double. What's your suggestion for tackle as far as getting out there and going fishing?
Don't buy braid.
Don't buy braid.
I fished my entire life with monofilament, and it's all I fish.
That's all you fish.
Still.
Hey, all right.
And Fred, I come from the old school too, and some of the guys that I know, they're so against the braid. You know, it's just there's no give, and you look at some of the rod companies now, and I won't mention them, but they're stiffer. There's no give. There's no bend, you know. And the combination of both really adds for what you just said.
No braid.
Yeah. It's just a more monofilament's more user friendly for especially for the novice angler.
It so is, and yeah. You know, Steve and I, we talk about how these guys will wander into a sporting goods store and some guy that doesn't really know that much, but that's what he's going to sell them.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to sell them. The people will show up on the boat and. You know, between the two of us, we've got a little bit of experience.
Yeah, a couple
but
of little
we'll have somebody that's been hypnotized by somebody from wherever. Oh, no, this is what I have to fish. This is what they told me.
Yeah.
One of the things that amazes me is how the guys are so sure that they can fill everything that's going on. And meanwhile, their bait swam out, back, has come back up. There's line. Their line's wrapped around three people.
From the other side of the boat.
Yeah, and it's like, well, no, you know, that's not my line. I know what's going on. It's like, you know, you really don't. You really don't. And
you got to stay in touch with your bait.
Well, and it's there's a place for it.
Yeah.
But it's so not, not your day-in, day-out product to be using. And the guys that are really good with it, that are really tuned in, it's like, okay, I get it. But... You know, honestly, I've felt it. I've felt the fight. I know the difference between the two. And honestly, I don't like it. I mean, I see the place for it.
And like we were talking about, the Spectra with no give and a rod that has no sponge to it is just it's a negative all the way around. And you look at what I do for the calico fish, and I'll use very heavy braid, 65-pound braid. With a heavy leader, but I've got such a spongy rod. It's a 12 to 20 pound rod.
Yeah.
But you're also fishing artificial.
7-0-8. Yeah, exactly. But there's so much give, and there's so. I'm looking for that reaction bite, right? So it's not bait fishing, but.
Yeah.
So that's why you go to your.
Fishing deep canopy, too.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. And heavy cover.
And giant hook.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a giant hook.
And getting the job done.
Yeah. I mean, and that's so specialized.
It is.
That's so special. But that's not your average Joe that's come in from.
Sure. That's going to go half day fishing.
Yeah.
But that's why you go to your local shops. Don't. Your local shops have the local knowledge, and I mean, whether you're going to see Ricky at Fisherman's or...
And talk to the crew.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish they'd talk to the crew before they talk to the guy that's, you know, selling.
Right. Our job is to catch fish. Their job is to sell tackle.
Somewhere
in the middle. Sometimes it goes right. Sometimes it goes wrong.
Yeah. So, Steve, you just mentioned small hooks. That's one of the things that... having that stretch of monofilament with the small hooks and big fish like tuna is important, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like what Fred said, I reiterate, we spend a lot of time trying to undo what some tackle shop has done to some poor guy in the boat.
Uh-huh.
We come out with a braid, and they got some crazy hook, and just simple and clean, and just a piece of monofilament with a number two Mustad hook tied to the end, and let's go to work, please.
So it's okay to have the braid, but down below, put a top shot of the mono, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you need to, or if you want to keep it clean and simple, just use mono and nothing else.
What pound?
20-pound test.
20-pound.
20-pound test.
For the tuna. And what about you, Fred, on the half day?
Varying, you know, depending on situational. But, you know, I always want to have – I fish a lot of 20-pound, too. I mean, 15 is light, and if we're – finessing in the kelp, you know, and you really want that bait to shoot, you know, that's the key.
Yeah.
It's the bait shooting
when it's
swimming through the water quick, and you're getting the fish to react to get the bait before it gets away.
Yeah,
that's my kind of bite right there.
It's there's times, you know, the bait hits the water and it's going to happen in the first 15 seconds or it's not.
Right. That's key. Well, bait fishing. Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that and a lot to talk about, right, Corey?
No, we do. And we've got a couple hours ahead of us with Steve P. from the Mission Bell and Fred Huber from the Daily Double, two local guys that know a lot. And Fred's been on the Bass. And, man, that video you were showing us, Fred, was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
All the... 3 to 4 pound fish, and
that
really
was
good quality.
That was a lot of fun last
year. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Sure.
You want to give us a shout? Give us a call at 833-288-0973. We do have a couple hours ahead of us.
Yeah, and what an incredible prize we have to give away today. What, tell them about it, Corey. The prize is unbelievable. It's the Sato Line Winder Kit. It's a super high-tech line winder. Yes, we're giving away. Yeah, Corey can't believe it. I said, no, that's the prize right there. We're giving away the Sato Line Winder Kit.
That's crazy. That's a heck of a deal.
It's a line winder comparable to that you could get for $2,000. It's all under $300. Your best value on a high-tech line winder. You can get them at the Longfin, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and other selected tackle stores. But thanks to Gary Sato, the Sato Line Winder Kit is the prize today for sure. And when we come back, you're going to hear a lot from these two guys, Fred and Steve. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hook up!
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Again, we're going to be in here 2 hours, man.
Yeah.
We got Fred and Steve P. And you want to give us a shout, 833-288-0973. Giving away a Sato Wine Liner Kit,
which is an amazing kit. Ooh. I have one at home. I use it all the time. It's just a fantastic line winder. Whether you want to, if you want to spool braid, you can spool braid on it. You want to spool mono on it, you can spool mono on it, but it works great. Hey, Crossroads of the West in Del Mar. It's come back to Del Mar. It's last day today, Crossroads of the West Gun Show. And Don Groh and Heidi from Ands and Knives are there. And boy, they have the whole Fish Pro series, as well as all those great ads and knives. So be sure to go check them out today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds at the Crossroads of the West show. That's Ands and Knife booth. Go say hi to Don and Heidi and go check out their great line of knives. Hey, let's go down south, down to Rancho Leonero. I'll talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, guests.
Good morning.
Well, buenos dias. Yeah, it's been quite a week. You know, we had Lorena, of course, over the last weekend, and so the fishing really started slow in the beginning of the week. Dumped the water temps from 88, almost 90 degrees last week. It's down to 82, 84, and the water was dirtied up pretty well after the storm. So it's been progressively getting cleaner over the course of the week. And as the water cleans, the fishing has improved. It really changed the weather. I gotta mention, it's just beautiful fall weather right now. But it was 71 degrees this morning, and the highs are in the mid 80s. It's just beautiful, gorgeous weather. Lorena definitely brought us cooler, nice weather. So that's the big benefit from there. The fishing has picked up over the course of the week. Starting of the week, there's basically there's loads of skipjack around just everywhere. You can catch as many of those as you want, mixed with a Dorado in the first couple of days of the week. And then the yellowfin started biting again, down by Rincon, on the line there. And from the lighthouse to Rincon, a lot of sardine around. We loads and loads of sardine in the bay, and that's really helping the fish. And they're mixed with the Dorado. And the anglers, starting about Wednesday, are limiting on fish. Not real big fish. I'd say that the yellowfin are between 5 and 25 pounds. Average fish is probably about 7 to 10 pounds. And the Dorado, pretty much the same size. The Dorado are 5 to 20 pounds. But everybody, all the anglers in the last 3 days have been limiting on both. No pressure on the billfish. Nobody wants that. Marlin, and they're out there. They're cruising around, but nobody's going after them. Same thing with the rooster fish. We're seeing them all along the beach, but anglers are targeting the Dorado and the tuna, so not much a rooster fish action. Nobody's going for the gallos inshore, off the inside drop-offs. They're catching a lot of black grouper, beautiful fish, in about 500 feet of water way out there, but we're seeing dozens and dozens to the fish cleaning table every day. Big pompano as well. They're catching a lot of nice-sized pompano, 5 to 8 pounds, and some big amberjack. We had a couple of amberjack 40, 50-pounders. So inshore fishing on the bottom is very good as well. It's picking up, and I expect next week to be a banner week again when it gets back to normal, but it's been improving literally every day.
Wow, fantastic, and just a great time of the year going to Rancho Leonero. Are there any spaces available if somebody wants to come down, John?
Yeah, we have room throughout October, and I strongly recommend coming down because the weather's just excellent, and the fishing is picking up as well.
All right. How do we find you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks for that, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Be sure. We'll look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate that. Phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into it.
They are. Let's talk to another John. John calling from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My question for Steve is, have you seen any barracuda around, and where did they go?
I haven't seen any barracuda around. We've been offshore, so not likely to run into barracuda out there. There's been some of the islands. There's been some all spring, and there's some of the islands. The last few boats that have been to the islands have caught a few. But I think, where's the biomass? That's a good question. No one's catching barracuda in big, big numbers up and down the coast, and they haven't for the last couple of years. That's a great question. I wish I knew.
Yeah. Fred, you seen them on the half day, or they're the same deal?
Yeah, not so much. Juveniles, not any amount of good fish. I kind of always associate it with, I think anchovies is key for a good, healthy barracuda biomass. And
cycle.
Yeah, cycles.
It's a cycle. We saw the bonita come back strong this year, so that was cool. Yeah, so
I think
barracuda's next.
I think they'll be in our future.
Yeah, right. I think having anchovy and stuff around like you guys are talking about is kind of a key ingredient to the beginning of that cycle, you know?
But there's still so much sardine.
Is there really?
Yeah. I mean,
both adult and juvenile?
Big
and Everingham Brothers does such a great job of catching it too, right?
Yeah.
They are the best. We're very, very fortunate to have the Everingham Brothers.
We certainly are.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
Yeah, I was going to ask about two questions. The yellowfin come close enough, are you going to fish them? And two, suppose you're getting ready to go home and suddenly hooks on a big fish. How long do you stay there to fight it anyway before you head for home?
The yellowfin are close enough. We are fishing them. The boat's out fishing yellowfin today, and they caught good yellowfin yesterday.
Like 10 miles, right?
10 to 20, somewhere in there. I'm not sure exactly where it was yesterday, but, yeah, close. And how long will we stay? We stay way too long. waiting for people to wind in their last fish.
Especially when you're fishing 20-pound, right?
Yeah, we will certainly do everything we can to expedite, get someone to wind their fish in as quick as possible. But I can't remember ever being part of, breaking someone's fish off on purpose. That's not something we do. We'll try and be as patient as we possibly can be. We'll certainly urge and encourage someone to pull hard when it's getting late and getting later and later and
proper
later.
Proper drag setting.
Yeah, we will do what we can to try and encourage someone to finish up, but we're not ever going to purposely cause someone to lose their fish.
Yeah,
those 40 to 50-pound bluefin tuna on 20-pounder, just like,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Those are long-time fish. Yeah, for sure. Is that bluefin still mixed in with that yellowfin?
We haven't seen it recently. Yeah. It's been about a week or so since we have seen a bunch of a bluefin around. We were driving around looking at lots and lots and lots and lots of it almost every single day. There was, for a little period there, as you go to the west, you could run into bluefin, and go to the east is where the yellowfin mix was. But recently, all the bluefin I know about now is up on Bade, up on the Marlin Banks, and the 181, the 182, and then, of course, all the way out to Clemente. And down in our zone where we were fishing yellowfin, where there had been bluefin, we have not seen much bluefin recently.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what that's where every single one of them is. But, St. Clemente certainly got them, and the 43 and the 181, 182 up there, those banks certainly
are. They're still around.
Still got them, yes.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's go up to the High Sierra. Rock God Rick Max is on the line. Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey, thanks for giving us a Sierra report. I guess a little weather came in, and that probably, hopefully, improved the fishing for you. What do you think?
Man. Yeah, you nailed it. We had all four seasons happen in the last 3 days. Dallas and I and the dog drove up on Thursday evening, perfect killer drive, fished all day Friday in absolute summertime conditions, board shorts and T-shirts, and we fished mostly in the creeks that day and had very good fishing on smaller to medium rainbows, and that was really fun all day Friday. Saturday, we fished the Owens, and the weather for sure was doing a change. Like that, Saturday was fall. It was really windy, but really cool down there. That's like big meadowy, like really, really good scenery. And I had some decent fishing, but it was tough with the wind, but still really, really fun. Came back to the creeks and got them really good. And then Saturday night, last night, we woke up the trailer door, our adventures in camping trailer, and it is winter. Like, it snowed heavy. Well, heavy for us flatlanders. I mean, not for you, Pete, as a skier, but I mean, it's white. It's absolutely covered in full snow. So we got the whole range all the way through from Thursday till this morning. It's been so cool.
That is so cool. Wow. So, and of course, you're in an Adventures in Camping trailer, and how's that working out?
Oh, my God. I don't know what we would have done without these guys, but it's great. I mean, it's, Dallas has cooked a big breakfast, and we're, drinking hot chocolate and hot coffee this morning, and you know the heater's on, and we're as comfortable as could be, like looking outside, and they have us in a beautiful spot, giant trees everywhere, and the trees are all covered in snow, and the dog's running around in the snow, like we are literally the comforts of home. We drove right up here. The trailer was set well before we got into town. We drove up. We threw our clothes and our gear and our food inside the trailer, and you know, refrigerators and air conditioners when it was hot and heaters when it's cold. It's perfect. It is the best way to do it up here. I love it.
And then when you're leaving today?
Yeah, we're going to take off. Like, we're going to start packing our stuff up, and we're going to fish most of our day, and we don't need to worry about driving the trailer home or back or when we need to decide to get on the road. We'll throw all of our clothes and gear back in the truck. We'll kind of fish our way back down south, just leave the keys on the trailer. They come by and pick it up, you know, later on this afternoon. We do nothing. We stayed in total luxury, and there's just no work involved. It's so
cool. Sounds so cool.
What a sweet deal, Rick.
Yeah. AdventureAndCamping.com. They're such great people, the whole people there, and some great fall pricing, too, right now. So if you want to go up there and take advantage of it.
That's the reason we decided to sneak another trip in here is the price for the fall is drastically. I mean, I always thought it's a really good deal during the summer, but fall pricing when there's a lot lesser people, it's crazy. I mean, it's a really really good time to take advantage of it. And yeah, we're having such a good time, man. It's really good. I've always heard that like early snowfall makes those things bite real good, so we're excited to put it to the test.
Yeah, go get a big one, Ricky. Well, hey, travel safe, enjoy your adventure and camping up there, and best of Dallas. And I guess what's next? The big wedding coming up in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, 3 weeks, man. It's going down. We're really excited. Well, thanks very much, you guys. We're enjoying listening to the show on the app. You're coming in loud and clear in the Eastern Sierra, and continue to have a great show. And hi to Steve and hi to Fred, and hope you guys have a great show. We'll be listening up. We'll be listening in the snow.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy your day and catch a big one for sure. Thanks for checking in, Ricky. Appreciate that call very much from the Eastern Sierra. Adventure and camping. I got to go do that.
Man, what a cool deal, though.
Cool. Just they set the whole thing up for you.
Have it set up.
And they have nice trailers, too.
I mean, come on, late September, waking up to snow.
Oh. And fall in the Eastern Sierra is the best fishing. We all know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and, speaking of great fishing, we have it right here in our backyard. And you want to get through, have a chance to win a Sato line winder. We're giving away that Sato line winder today. 833-288-0973. One line open right there. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Reggie. Reggie calling from Camarillo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Reggie.
Yo, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great, Reggie.
Good morning, Reg.
So I just want to first say, like, I wouldn't even be half the fisherman I am today fishing, especially Yellowtail, if it wasn't for Steve Peterson. So that guy so much patience. It's amazing. And I just want to thank him publicly for just even taking time to talk to me and just deal with all my questions all the time, man. He's amazing. But the main reason I'm calling in today is because I just got back from Pedro's on Friday. And that place is phenomenal. Like, you guys were spot on by suggesting that we go with Pedro's Sport Fishing. Rosie, she takes care of all the details. You just show up to the CBS. All the documents are all filled out. I mean, you just show up with your gear. They take your gear, load it on the plane. You're there on the island fishing the same day. Like, it's awesome. So I got into that big 30-pound grade yellowtail, and I caught six of them on a surface iron during my trip there and one on live bait. And to say those fish are mean is an understatement. Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, 40-pound test is okay to use for these fish. It's okay. Everyone's warning me, like, no, I do need to go with, like, 50 or 60. I landed my first one, then the next one I lost because I got stuck in the kelp in this little bit, but went up to 50-pound, and I almost got spooled because those fish there are just really strong, and they're – I don't know, man. It's just a whole different experience. I mean, we fished with Javier. I don't know if you guys know Javier.
Oh, yeah. Javier's great.
That guy is on it. Like, if you want to fish surface irons a whole time, that's the captain to go with. Like, he's dialed in that area. He knows what's going on over there. But it was just a good time out there, and I really appreciate you guys making the suggestion to go with Rosie. I mean, we already booked our trip for next year, and looking forward to fishing with Steve on the Mission Bell on October 26th as well. So.
Oh, okay. You already got a trip planned. All right.
Yeah, man.
Reggie.
We try to do the Mission Bell at least once a month, man. I mean, that's we love it. Our little crew, which we call Mission Bell Mafia, we just go in there, have a good time, and catch a lot of fish.
Steve, Mr. Yellowtail himself, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Corey, thank you so much, man, for those MC swim baits. The hot ticket out there for those calico bass is the one that you have with the orange belly. I don't know what you call it, but that thing, like...
The Viejo, 5-inch Viejo?
We ran out. We ran out of those. Like, everyone wants to fish it. Like, that was the hot ticket.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be there next week, and
yeah.
I appreciate the tips, Reggie, for sure.
Are you taking some with the orange belly?
Yeah, I am, but I'm looking more forward to the weedless fishing and the slug style fishing, Reggie, like up tight and the orange belly leadhead stuff. I mean, that's fun. I'm into it, but I want to see some surface action. As Fred and Steve are both smiling, just imagining the good times.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Reggie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
It definitely sounds like good times. We're going to have more good times when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Fred on the Daily Double and Steve P. from the Mission Bell. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. A full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, Corey, going down to Cedros or going on the Daily Double Tranks. What a great reel.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got my, all I have to say is Cedros, Calico Bass, and Tranks. I've got my Tranks 300 rigged up with the against Fred's recommendations, a 65-pound power pro. But that the power behind it, the speed, the power, and the follow-through once you hook a fish.
The ease of casting,
well, the cranking power.
Yeah, you have that cast control, the complete cast control, so that a novice or an expert can cast that reel without the backlash and easy. Now, speaking of backlash, when you go to El Salto, the Corrado DC-150 is the... I mean, that reel is... truly state-of-the-art beyond belief.
I was just telling Steve P., that's my El Salto magic right there.
Yeah.
The 150 DC for throwing the little poppers, definitely
And it would work great on a half-day boat, too. Throwing surface poppers or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At a very good price point, too.
Yeah, very, very good. So check it out. Your local Shimano dealer, the Corrado DC, and also the Tranks line of reels.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're having a great time.
Oh, man, what a great show with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And time to find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Yes, and the catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And the spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, right next to Launch Ramp.
None better, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and start at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's it?
What's going on, Corey, Steve, and what's going on, Fred?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, I've always liked that Mission Bell boat since, you know, they've been on the Sun Fun for 23 years. It's pretty much the same boat, the sister ship.
Sisters, yes, indeed.
Cool. Wow.
Cool stuff. So, hey, another good week of fishing up here for us. You know, some cooler mornings here for sure as we're feeling things kind of switch out on us season-wise, but fishing remained steady for us this week. Water temps that we saw, it's like 70 to 71, kind of here on the beach, and it was great flyline calico bass action for us on our half-day trips. You know, we heard you guys talking about your bait earlier. Same deal here for us, 4 to 5 inch sardine. It's just absolutely perfect for what we're doing along the beach here. Seeing some bonito as well on the outside of the kelp, you know, so on the anchor, the guys towards the stern of the boat are catching the bass, and the guys up on the bow throwing the flashy jigs and flyline and bait are catching some of that bonito. Three-quarter day, we're still on that bottom fish circuit. Some great standout days for us down on the hard bottom, that deeper hard bottom this week. That same sardine, perfect for the reds and the boccaccio. And lots of fish caught on that 80 or 100-gram cold sniper jig, too. Some nice surprise fish down there. You know, a few ling cod for us, which is, you know, we don't catch a whole lot of ling cod on our hard bottom up here. So some of that. And then, you know, it's funny when we were in there a couple weeks ago, talking with Corey, the Helena had a 29-pound halibut out there, too, yesterday. So those things are starting to show their faces out there as well. So
just in time for your fall and winter halibut derby.
Exactly. Yep, just like we were saying, you know, soon enough we're going to start seeing those things. And, yep, we got pop one in yesterday. So that deep water, and then we've been trying to work in some bass fishing on those trips, too, you know, getting in there, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, you know, depending on how that rockfish is biting or conditions and stuff like that. We've been working in some of that bass fishing. And then we've had boats offshore and at both islands this week, too. You know, the Fury, they wrapped a good solid day and a half trip on Friday. They had great tuna fishing in U.S. waters. You know, they ended their trip with 65 yellowfin, 10 bluefin, a smattering of skipjack, and one lonely yellowtail. And then at Catalina, Clemente, that 5 to 10-pound yellowtail along with some bass and bonito. It's just, it's all been working, so it's all been good. So if you guys want to hop on a boat with us, our phone number up here is 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And again, if you guys want to save a few bucks on one of these trips, use the code HOOKUP25, and that'll save 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips.
What a great deal. HOOKUP25, 25% off. All you need to do is go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, front page. There's a Dana Wharf banner. Click on the banner and hook up 25, and you're in for a great deal, right?
Save a few bucks. Why not?
All right. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, great job, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. See
all right. You. Thanks. All right.
Hey, down somewhere where I'll be next week, Rosie Flowers, Cedro Sport Fishing. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. I'm doing very well. I tell you what, I probably just should have had Reggie do my fish report.
Yeah, right? I think he just did. I mean, he was raving about the great service at Cedro Sport Fishing. We can always talk about that. But, yeah, it's been good, huh?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, those guys, they're window of not only weather but fishing was absolutely epic. And what I love to see is I love to see when guys and gals are getting their personal best. And they had so many personal bests on their trip down there that it was just absolutely fabulous. Fishing the, you know, the 30 to 34 pound range for their personal best. It's always good to see, you know, see that. So, you know, this week we have a little bit of weather moving in on, but it's only a little bit of wind, a little bit of clouds, nothing more than that. The water temperature is still 71, but the wind is about 10 to 15 knots. But still, you know, it's good fishing down there. The group yesterday, they all got on the yellowtail. They weren't as large as the model that Reggie and his guys were catching, but they were still, you know, good size, 12 to 18 pounders with some 20 pounders mixed in. But guess what's showing up and coming over the rail are those Dorado, which is nice. A lot of people have been asking about those Dorado. Well, they're coming over the rail now, and they are too, a little bit on the smaller side. Nothing over 20 pounds, but hey, I'll take a 20 pounder home. I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it.
Exactly.
And who knows? This is time when the Wahoo starts to show up too.
Absolutely. The people that are down there now, the crew that are down there now, they are definitely, geared up for Wahoo. We were just checking the weather and it doesn't look like they're going to make it to the other side of the island to search for those Wahoo. The group coming up, weather window as far as wind and swell look really good. And so hopefully next week when we call in, we'll be having a Wahoo report.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic. So, well, Rosie, yeah. I know 2020 has already booked up. Both of our Let's Talk Hookup trips are already sold out for 2020.
Yes,
and do you have any spots available this year? There's spots available.
You know,
to come
I
down?
Do. I have some random spots. I have a. I know it's coming up quick, but October 5th through 9th, I have one spot available for some lucky guy that wants to go on down and fish with a good group. And then our Halloween trip, October 26th through 21st, we have four spots available. Take advantage of that by calling me at 619-772-7570. And my email is Rosie at Sadro Sport Fishing. And you can always get on our Facebook and our Instagram. I try to post daily, couple times a day, what we got going on down there and the trip dates that are available.
Fantastic. Rosie Flowers, Sadro Sport Fishing. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right.
Very good. From Cedros Island to our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson. How you doing this morning?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Gundy, tell us about it.
Well, it's the Corbina bite continues, you know. We're still seeing lots of fish. You know, it's kind of been typical of this summer, but we've got some streaky water, and the key is to find the clean water, you know. And the guys, you know, this is where your local tackle shop or maybe listening to the show, you get some good skinny about where the better areas are, and that's kind of been key. So keep that in mind. If you're in that dirty water, you're probably in the wrong spot. So we'll start down below there. Hook, line, sinker reported good action on the reef beaches. Spots like Campus Point and Graveyards doing real well. 4-inch swim baits tipped with squid. You know, a little skinny piece of squid. You don't want to inhibit the action of the swim bait, but you want a little flavor on there. And that's working well for a mix of calico bass, sand bass, halibut, and some white sea bass. A few legal fish, 28, 29 inches, but mostly short white sea bass. Lots of baits inside, and I think that's the key. They're seeing bonita splashing around too, but no catches yet inside, and that was typical this week. There is some bonita around, but just not landing on those piers. Wiley's reported loads of yellowfin croaker. Anglers have been taking fish off the piers, points, off the beach. Cut anchovies doing a top bait, mussel and shrimp also working. A few better models pushing 4 pounds. Just Fishing reported good Corbina catches on Torrance Beach. Lots of quality fish here, topped by a 4-pound, 2-ounce fish. With the crabs thinning out, some of the guys are bringing backup baits like bloodworms and mussels, and that's kind of a smart thing to do. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported good Corvina action along Sunset and Bolsa Chica. Smaller models were biting a little better, but they did have fish in the 3-pound class. Catch 'em Tackle also checked in several nice Corvina this week. Anglers had to work around that south wind, but the beach crowds are down, and some of them better models were more apt to bite this week. They had a couple fish pushing that 4-pound mark. And then Hogan's reported good yellowfin croaker bite in and around Dana Point Harbor, mussel, gulp, camo, sandworms working well, doheny, the jetties in the harbor, that the Harbor Patrol dock, it was a real good spot right in that slot there. The fish are schooling, so if you hook one, you're going to hook a few. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported the best Corvina action was along South Oceanside, Army, Navy, Academy, and then Catch of the Week. And here we go again, off Del Mar, a 10-pound striped bass.
Striped bass again. Wow. That's cool. Freddie, have you ever caught a striped bass off the Daily Double?
I have not, Pete.
Yeah? I guess they're in tight, so you're not... Yeah. But it could happen, right?
Salmon. Yeah. You know, we catch salmon every now and then. Yeah. It's been a while for one of those. But yeah. I'd love to see a striped bass.
A 10-pound striped bass?
For those freshwater creeks. They got a nose for those freshwater creeks.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Bays or anywhere there's some fresh water coming in kind of deal, but...
Yeah, wow.
You never know. Yeah, we talk about a spot you go to find one, and you just might get lucky there.
That's it. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Good week of fishing, guys.
All right, same to you.
Great information, and that is sponsored by Dana Lanning on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line, all the freshwater tackle. I'm sure Steve P's been hanging out at ECBT.
I don't hang out, but it's right down the street from my house.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Certainly bought some tackle from
East You definitely County. Get all your tackle and bait and
absolutely.
For a great day on the lake. And Dana Lanning right across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay next to the Dana launch ramp. And like I said, East County is down at the end of the 67 in Maple View. Check them out. Check danalanding.com
for more information. Indeed, you want to get through, have a chance to win a Sato Line Winder kit.
What a crazy deal.
Yeah,
dude, seriously.
I know. Thanks to Gary Sato for that very generous offer there. You can get those, of course, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Longfin, and other selected tackle stores. 833-288-0973. When we come back, your phone calls, a lot more from Fred and Steve. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom, International, and the all-new Torque in silver. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle, up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
No matter if you have a casual interest in fly fishing or are a hardcore fly angler, October 5th and 6th is your weekend. The Southwest Council Fly Fishers present the largest fly fishing show in all Southern California at the Glendale Civic Auditorium. Fly fishing is great fun and not as costly or difficult as you think. It can be done in fresh or salt water, lakes, or offshore. The Glendale Civic Auditorium is the place to be on October 5th and 6th. This is where anyone can learn about fly fishing, practice how to fly fish, or improve your skills. There are classes for the kids in casting and tying their first fly, a special women's only workshop on Saturday, and loads of vendors to outfit you at reasonable prices. There are over 20 free seminars included in the admission. Best of all, newcomers are just $5 for the whole weekend. To get more info, go to flyfishingfair.com. That's flyfishingfair.com. We'll see you there.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Lanning Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Lanning and find your next adventure.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.